Susie Slater. She's the Weberville Elementary School principal, and she recently won a pretty cool award. And Susie's on the other end of our line. Hi, Susie.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for your time. Now, all those students in class and ready to go?
Yeah, that's what I wait for.
All right. How many students do you have at Weberville Elementary School?
There are about 320 students, preschool through fifth grade.
All right. Now, there are so many challenges in education. It seems like we're always presenting stories, perhaps on the negative side. So when good news happens, we like to do that. You were recently given the Crystal Apple Award from MSU's College of Education. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was correct. I was nominated by Dr. Susan Dalebout, who is in the leadership circle at the College of Education, and the award recognizes commitment and dedication to education and was a great surprise for me. And, you know, we work hard here in Weberville for everyone to earn those kind of honors.
Well, most of the tenure that you've had in Weberville since 1974, and I don't mean to date you, I apologize for that.
I know. I started teaching when I was 10. I was a young, early success story.
Well, you're now the principal there, and you were among 13 educators to receive this. So why'd you get this?
Well, I think it's about longevity. I started teaching in 1974 and then became the principal after 30 years in the classroom. And I believe that we work hard as a staff, you know, to keep innovating, you know, education, keep moving forward, connecting kids to the community, connecting parents to education, and you know, doing whatever we can to help kids be successful.
Are your kids hitting the test score standards that the state is looking for?
Well, I think we were hitting them before they changed the levels, so I guess we'll have to see when the new levels come out. But, you know, we kind of look at every opportunity, you know, as an instructional opportunity. You know, if the kids don't meet the level, we've got to take a look at what we're doing in school to help them. But it's a one day, it's like, how did you perform today?
What can be done to help today's kids learn better?
You know, my biggest push would be more commitment from the home. You know, I think that a lot of, you know, parents are struggling today. You know, they're working as hard as they can to provide for their families. And I think that, you know, it's just one more challenge for them is to make sure that kids are doing their homework, to make sure kids are prepared for school every day, to make sure that, you know, that message comes from home. School is important. We've got to work as hard as we can to be successful there.
Well, I come from a single-parent home, and I was kind of left on my own. I don't know how I made it, but I wonder, a question I ask educators, especially here in the Lansing area, is there are so many places where you have single-parent homes where parents are working multiple jobs. We have a culture in those school districts and in those schools where they constantly seem to fail to teach our kids to achieve the numbers that the state's looking for, that the federal government is looking for. But we have this culture where the parents aren't involved and don't see that as a priority. What's the answer to change that culture?
I think it's the responsibility of the school, you know, to continue to reach out to parents. You know, we have a monthly newsletter. We have weekly newsletters coming from the classrooms that say, you know, this is what we're working on. Ask your child, what do they know about the Native Americans? What's a Thanksgiving tradition? Ask them to find the perimeter of the dining room table. You know, so we're working hard to give parents strategies to use at home. You know, when you're reading a story with your child at night, ask him, what's the story about? What do you think was the main idea? So I think parents want to be helpful, and sometimes I think they don't know, like, what to do. It's kind of like, I want to take care of my car, but somebody needs to tell me, you've got to check your oil, you have to do this. I think that we have an obligation to give parents tools that will help their kids. I find that if you have parent meetings, so when you talk about parents being busy, parents don't have the time to come to the meeting. So you have to kind of put it out on the internet. You've got to put it out in newsletters. You know, you got to call them and say, hey, I noticed your child hasn't been in school this week. You know, can I help you get him here? So So,
do you ever have an instance or instances where you sit down with parents and say, look, Johnny's not doing well. You have got to get more engaged. We believe with your help and with follow-up, he can get it done?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. The teachers will do that at at the regular parent-teacher conferences and making phone calls. And when I see parents in the hallway, I pretty much will notice if kids are coming in late and speaking to them directly about that. So.
Well, that's kind of scary, I would imagine, yeah. To tell a parent, hey, you're not handling your business. Get it together. I would imagine, especially for a teacher, that'd be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. So, you know what? I think if you've been trained as a teacher, you know how to say things in a way that, is positive. We talk to kids all the time about their decisions and their choices, and you'd be surprised how nice we can make things sound.
All right. Well, once again, Susie, congratulations on receiving the Crystal Apple. Don't drop that bad boy, all right?
Oh, I tell you, it's in a safe place. Well, thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye now.